Yod Amud Aleph, we're up to the seventh line. So the Gemara says, Lema de lo ke Rebbe Meir. De'i Rebbe Meir, ha'amar yom echad b'shana chash b'shana. Desanya, par ha'amar b'torah stam ben esrim b'arba chodesh v'yom echad diver Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Elazar omer ben esrim b'arba chodesh v'lamed yom. Shehaya Rebbe Meir omer kol makom shenemar egal b'torah stam ben shana, ben bakar ben shtayim, par ben shalosh. So this is part of a kind of the continuation of yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday we were discussing this idea that if I plant a tree more than 30 days in advance of Shemitah, so I'm allowed to count that as year number one once Olive Tishrei rolls around. And again, that Gemara is now suggesting that that concept seems to go against Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir has this idea, this principle that we've already discussed earlier, called Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. One day in a year can qualify as a year. If that's true, why do I need to plant the tree 31, 32 days in advance of Shemitah? I could plant it the day before, and that should also count as a full year. So the fact that I need to plant it so far in advance would seem to go against Rebbe Meir. And the Gemara just gives you the source for Rebbe Meir's halacha, which is regarding the various ages for different types of animals for karbana. So the Gemara quotes a machlokas, when the Torah talks about offering a par, a par has to be 3 years old. But the question is, how do you calculate 3 years? So Rebbe Meir says, once it's 2 years and one day, it's already into the third year, that's called 3 years old. Whereas Rebbe Elazar says, no, it has to be 2 years and a month. It has to be at least 1 month into the third year before qualifying as the third year. And again, the Gemara says that, according to Rebbe Meir, whenever the Torah talks about an egel is 1 year old. Ben Bakar is 2 years old and a par is three. But again, the machlokas is, how do you qualify that? So basically, the Gemara is saying that you see that Rebbe Meir subscribes to this principle of Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, which seems to be contradicted by our Gemara regarding how to factor the years of Arla. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Afilu Tema Rebbe Meir, Ki Ka'ama Rebbe Meir Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana B'Sof Shana Ava B'Schila Shana Lo. We've actually alluded to this a little bit last week, which is that perhaps Rebbe Meir only said this principle that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana by the end of a time frame, by the end of the year. But in the beginning of a time frame, perhaps not. So in other words, in this case, by the par, we're talking about how to quantify 3 years. So in other words, at this point, you're already at the back end of the calculation. So you've already gone through 2 full years. So then Rebbe Meir says, so 1 day into year 3 is already good enough. In contrast, when you're talking about calculating the years of Arla, so you're trying to claim that if I planted the tree on Chav Tes Elul, that's day one of the tree, that I should somehow count that as a full year. Perhaps Rebbe Meir doesn't say that. Perhaps Rebbe Meir only invokes this principle on the back end. So the Gemara then questions this. Amar Rava, v'lav kal v'chomeru, u'ma nida she'en tchilas hayom olala b'sofa, sof hayom olala b'schilasa, shana, she'yom echad olala b'sofa, ein odin she'yom echad olala b'schilasa. The Gemara then tries to basically backtrack and says, well, hang on one second. We could undermine this argument based on the halachas of nida de oraisa. Nida oraisa, when a woman is a nida, she doesn't require shivanikim. The whole institution of shivanikim, we spoke about this many times before, is only an institution midrabanan. It only applies for a zava, doesn't apply for a nida midoraisa. A woman could theoretically bleed for 7 straight days, stop right before shkia, and go to the mikvah that night. Again, we don't do that basman hazeh, but that's a din of nida de oraisa. So the question is like this. The Gemara says that when it comes to the beginning of a woman's period, so we say that if she bled, let's say the woman started bleeding 10 minutes before Shkia. So you can call that day one, even though she only bled for 10 minutes, that's already called day one. And yet on the back end, let's say on day 7, she stops bleeding at 9 o'clock in the morning, you don't say that she can go to the mikvah then, she has to wait until Shkia or until after Tzis that night before going to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, when it comes to calculating a year. In other words, if you're going to tell me that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana on the back end, at the end of the year, I would have said Kal v'chomer at the beginning of the year. That seems to actually undermine the previous argument that we made according to Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara then pushes back. V'elamai Rebbe Elazar shloshim u'shloshim bay disnan ein noten ve'ein mavrichen ve'ein markiven erev shviyas pachos milamid yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'imnata ve'hivrich ve'hirkev ya'akor. Rebbe Yehuda omer kol harkava she'ena koletes begimul yomim shuvena koletes. Rebbe Yosi v'Rebbe Shimon omrim shtei shabasos. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua LeDivrei HaOmer Lamed Tzarech Lamed UShloshim LeDivrei HaOmer Shlosha Tzarech Shlosha UShloshim LeDivrei HaOmer Beis Shabbosos Tzarech Shtei Shabbosos UShloshim Yom. So the Gemara basically says as follows, that the Gemara says that if you're going to argue that this halacha, that this requirement of planting the tree more than a month in advance in order to qualify as the first year for Arla, is maybe is following Rebbe Elazar, because you can remember we just quoted Rebbe Elazar on the previous Amud, who said that Yom Echad B'Shana is not Chashav Shana, you have to wait a full month. Remember, that's what he said for calculating the years of a par, it needs to be 2 years and a month. So maybe you could argue that this number 30 days is reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara says that's also problematic because there's a Mishnah Maseches Shviyas that presents a machlokas about the following case. Right? In other words, we already mentioned this yesterday, that there's an isher to plant during the period of Tosefis. You do agricultural work within 30 days of Shemitah. What if a person went ahead and did it? So the Gemara says, in other words, sorry, the Mishnah in Shviyas says that if you planted or you grafted or did whatever during that time period, so according to the Tanakhama, which we're assuming is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, you have to uproot whatever you planted. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that any harkava, any grafting, or any agricultural activity that didn't take root within 3 days is not going to take root. In other words, he holds that you need basically just 3 days in order for the seeds or the plants or whatever it is to take root. And according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, you need at least 2 weeks. But the bottom line is that whichever opinion you follow, whether you think it's 30 days, 2 weeks, 3 days, you're going to have to tack on an additional 30 days, right? In other words, in order for the seeds to actually take root. So in other words, whatever you think that time frame is, in other words, I can't plant 30 days before Shemitah, 3 days before Shemitah, 2 weeks before Shemitah, whatever it is, you have to add on an additional 30 days. So none of these opinions are going to reflect what it says in our Braisa regarding Arlo. There's no opinion that says that if I plant 30 days before Shemitah, then I'm good, because you still have to add the additional 30 days to allow time for the seeds to actually take root. So that's one possibility. And then the Gemara says, V'inami k'Rabbi Yehuda svirlei gimelu shloshim bay. And if you want to argue that maybe we're following Rabbi Yehuda, who is, again, the one who says that the seed only needs 3 days to take root, but still, you should require 33 days in advance of Shemitah, 3 days for the seeds to take root, and then plus the additional 30 days prior to Shemitah. So again, the question is, which opinion is going to say that planting 30 days before Shemitah is good enough? So the Gemara says, no. El Eliolam Rabbi Meir, V'chika Amar Lamed Liklita. Maybe when the Gemara said that you have to plant 30 days before, all that meant was is that it needs 30 days in order for the seeds to take root, which is exactly what we were just talking about before. So in other words, one can argue that the Braisa does reflect Rabbi Meir's opinion, and again, it's only discussing the fact that it needs to take root. So the Gemara then has a textual question. But if that's true, that this Bryce is reflecting Rabbi Meir, he really should have required a 31st day, because he still needs that 1 day. In other words, because again, Rabbi Meir holds Yomecha B'Shana Chashiv Shana, plus you need the 30 days in order for the seed to take root, so it should have really been 31 days, not 30 days, to which the Gemara says no. Kasavre Yom Lamed Ola L'chan U'L'chan. Rabbi Meir holds that the 30th day counts on both ends. In other words, it's considered the day in which the seed takes root, and it's also the first of those 30 days that you're planting in advantage with. Again, this is very similar to what we saw yesterday, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, right, regarding how to calculate Yovel, where he said Yovel was both the end of the previous cycle and the beginning of the following cycle, so kind of a similar idea here, according to Rabbi Meir. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Both of these opinions, in other words, both Rabbi Meir, who said that Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana, and Rabbi Eliezer, who said that in other words, that basically you need to have a full month, right? He said Yom Echad B'Chodesh Chashiv Chodesh or Chodesh Echad Chashiv Shana. They're both derived from the same pasuk in Parshas Noach. Right? In other words, the pasuk says Vayhi Bi'Achas V'Sheish Me'os Shana Bar Yishon Bi'Achad LaChodesh. The pasuk, again, this is kind of laying the backdrop for the story of the Mabul. The pasuk says that it was the 601st year. It was the first day of the first month. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Meir Savar. So the pasuk is talking about the first day of the year, right? The pasuk says Barishon Biachad LaChodesh, and nonetheless, the pasuk says Vahi Ba'achas V'Sheish Me'os Shana, which implies that 1 day in the year can qualify as a full year, because the pasuk in Parshas Noach seems to be indicating that even just 1 day into the year, we're already calling that the next year. So how would Rabbi Eliezer respond to that? V'idach Iksiv B'Sheish Me'os Yachas Shana Kidekamer Hashda Dichsiv. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer would argue that idea that Yomecha B'Shana Chashiv Shana would have only been true had the pasuk said something like B'Sheish Me'os V'Achas Shana. But because the pasuk says B'Achas V'Sheish Me'os Shana, the word Achas is basically modifying Sheish Me'os. It's saying, in other words, Achas in this context, according to Rabbi Eliezer, just means the beginning of the year. It doesn't mean that 1 day in the year qualifies as the next year. Rabbi Eliezer, my time. What's the logic behind Rebbe Eliezer? In other words, why does he require a full month before he considers that a year? So the Gemara says, "Dichsiv barishon biachad lachodesh." Again, the pasuk in Parshas Noach says it was the first day of the first month. Midiakati yom echad hu da'ayo bechodesh ve'kakari lechodesh shma mina yom echad bechodesh chashem chodesh. So again, it's the first day of the first month, and the pasuk is calling it a month, right? It says barishon biachad lachodesh. So the fact that 1 day in a month qualifies as a month, says the Gemara, shma mina, right? In other words, again, we said that it's considered a month. Umidiyom So just as 1 day qualifies as a month, so too 1 month qualifies as a year. It's kind of like the transitivity postulate in geometry, like A equals B, B equals C. So if 1 day equals a month, 1 month equals a year, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And he says, just as a month is calculated by counting up the days, so 1 day counts as a full month. So in other words, a month is basically, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is like this, even though it's not technically the smallest unit of the year, but he's viewing it as if it's the year is broken down into months. So once 1 month passes, that's already considered to be like a full year. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, B'tishrei Noldu Avos, B'tishrei Mesu Avos, B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sara Rachel V'Chana, B'Rosh Hashanah Yatza Yosef Mibeso Asurin, B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'Avosena B'Mitzrayim, B'Nisa Nigalu B'Tishrei Asidin Ligoyal. Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the world was created in Tishrei, the Avos were born in Tishrei, the Avos, with the exception of Yitzchak, we'll see, in other words, Avram and Yaakov died in Tishrei, Yitzchak was born on Pesach, on Rosh Hashanah. We know that Sara Rachel and Chana were all remembered, in other words, meaning to say that they had children. Rosh Hashanah Yosef was free from prison. And on Rosh Hashanah, the gzeirah against the Jews from doing hard labor in Mitzrayim was ended. Now, they weren't freed from Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah, but that's when the Shibud started to ease up a little bit. And then according to Rabbi Eliezer, we were redeemed in Nisan in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but in the future, Bimos HaMashiach, we're going to be redeemed in Tishrei. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, B'Nisan Noldu Avos, B'Nisan Meisu Avos, B'Fesach Nolad Yitzchak, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sara Racha V'Chana, B'Rosh Hashanah Yatza Yosef B'Beso Asurin, B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'Avosena B'Mitzrayim, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Nasidin Ligal. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, and again, we're going to talk about this a lot more tomorrow. We're going to analyze these two opinions.
Why does he have to say, if the Avos were born in Nisan, why does he have to specify the Pesach Nolad Yitzchak?
So it could be that Avram and Yaakov were born before or after Pesach, or they could still be born in Nisan, right? So it's
they're all born in Nisan.
Yeah, but correct. But again, it could be Avram and Yaakov were born before or after Pesach. I mean, Yitzchak, maybe the Gemara was just focusing on the fact that Yitzchak was born on Pesach as opposed to just in Nisan, right? So again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, a lot of these events that we mentioned happen in Nisan. Again, we'll see. Hopefully tomorrow we're going to analyze a lot more of these two opinions. Okay.